Here's a story of a recognition long overdue. Joe George got in his fair share of trouble during his time in the Navy. He got into a lot of fights. He described himself as a big farm boy. But that rebellious spirit saved lives on December 7th, 1941.
George was stationed on the USS Vestal. It was a repair ship. And that December, it was in Pearl Harbor, working on the battleship USS Arizona.
Well, we tied an outboarder. She was Battleship Row.
She was on Battleship Row. That's Joe George talking in a recording made in 1978. He was speaking to an oral historian.
This is Ron Marcello interviewing Joseph George for the North Texas State University Oral History Collection.
Marcello asked the veteran to take him back to 1941, just before the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Let's talk about that weekend of December 7th.
George said everything was routine. He'd gotten up, had breakfast.
Cold sunny fries and bacon.
And bacon. Then he went back to his bunk and he heard somebody yell, "General Quarters," a call to action because the ship was in danger.
In fact, I jumped up and the first thing I saw was a Japanese plane coming down.
The start of the attack. There was no PA system, so Joe George started to yell.
Okay, so what did you do then after you had roused the rest of the crew?
The only thing I can say about myself that day is this funny thing, believe it or not, my conscience was my guide.
His conscience was his guide. George saw that the Arizona was engulfed in flames. It was sinking. Sailors were trying desperately to escape.
They were stranded all on the ship, and they were trying to get off. They were surrounded by fire.
Donald Stratton was fighting for his life on the Arizona. He told his story for a video produced by Stars and Stripes, the military newspaper.
The deck was so hot we couldn't hardly walk on it, and we finally got a hold of sailor aboard the USS Vestal.
That sailor they got a hold of was Joe George, and somehow he found a way to help.
Joe George threw us a heaving line, which is a smaller 9-thread line with a monkey's fist on it and a weight where you can get the line across and quite a ways across, 60, 70 feet. And he probably made about 3 or 4 passes with that and finally got a line over to us. And he tied off a heavier line that we could hang on to because we couldn't hang on to the smaller line.
Stratton used that line to go hand over hand to safety. Joe George ended up saving a total of 6 lives that day. He was commended for what he did, but he never received a medal for it.
Donald Stratton and others wanted to make sure Joe George did get a medal for it, and they've been lobbying for that to happen for years. Joe George died in 1996, but today in Pearl Harbor, his family is being presented with a Bronze Star medal with a combat V. The V stands for valor.
And we want to say thank you to the University of North Texas librarians for getting us that recording of Joe George, and also to Stars and Stripes.